That's singer and guitarist Kara Granger from her new CD, Living With Your Ghost. And she will be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival coming up shortly. Well, good evening. It's just about 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of blues and soul music here at the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. I have two guests from the St. Louis Blues Fest organization who will be joining me on the air in a few minutes to talk about the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. That's coming up on Friday and Saturday, August 17th and 18th in downtown St. Louis, which is in Gratiot County, south of Mount Pleasant, north of Lansing, west of Saginaw. Anyway, we're going to be hearing from the lineup, including Christone Kingfish Ingram. Actually, we're not going to hear from him. We're going to hear about him. We're going to hear from Bernard Allison, Jake Kershaw, Kara Granger, the Chris Canis Band, and several others. Let's return to a singer from Australia who now is based in Southern California. We opened the show with her, Kara Granger, and we heard her on a tune titled Working My Way Back Home. She'll be at the St. Louis Blues Fest, and now let's return to that CD, her latest, and hear a tune titled Groove Train. Yeah. Singer and guitarist Kara Granger from her CD Living With Your Ghost. We just heard a tune titled Groove Train. And she will be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival Friday, the weekend of Friday and Saturday, August 17th and 18th. And I see her name on Friday, the 17th. I'm going to bring Meinard and Natalie on here in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to let you know that this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. Well, my guest tonight, the executive producer, director, chief bottle washer.
That's it.
Meinard Shattuck. How you doing, Meinard?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Thanks
for having us on.
Oh, yeah. How many times? We've been doing this half a dozen times.
This is our 11th festival, so at least 10.
Yeah, I think I've had you on
something like that.
Virtually every year. And why don't you introduce your daughter?
My daughter Natalie, she's going to be here with us, or she is here with us, and she'll be singing Friday.
Hi there. How are you?
You are opening. The
we
Mill
are.
Street Blues Band is opening on Friday, August 17th. I keep saying the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival, and let me tell you why. Because we send a signal out through 8 transmitters on WCMU, and there's a whole lot of people listening online as well, California, Chicago, and elsewhere.
Yep.
Oh, St. Louis, Michigan. I have some cousins down, or if I just said St. Louis, what's the first thing people think of? Oh, Missouri.
Yes.
And they have a blues history there.
That's
but
true.
Your festival is making blues history in St. Louis, Michigan.
It is. You know, it's not a huge festival. That's the kind of the beauty in it, we think. You know, it's a nice, comfortable, small-town atmosphere, free parking, just real close, close walking distance. And yeah.
Yeah, free parking. I mean, the Chicago Blues Fest is free admission, but you're going to pay $20 or $25 a day to park your car there. So somebody's got to pay for that Blues Festival one way or another.
That's true.
So, and it's walking distance. I mean, when you're talking about parking at your festival, you might park two or three parking spots from the back of the stage.
If you get lucky, you can be right there, and you know. And we do have a barrier-free access this year behind the stage. We're going to let people in with wheelchair back there, dropped off from the corners, and to help them out.
Okay, great, good to know. Well, why don't you give out the website for your festival so people can go to it?
Okay, the festival website is stlouisbluesfestival.com. You spell out Saint, S-A-I-N-T. stlouisbluesfestival.com. All the information is there. There's instructions how to get advance tickets as well, if you're interested in that. If you prefer to use your charge card, we would prefer ourselves to have you get the tickets online before the festival.
Yeah, good. Excellent. And it starts at 5:15 on Friday night, August 17th. And let's turn to some of the music by the artists that will be there.
We got some Bernard Allison.
Bernard Allison.
That was a tough one. You asked me about how it all went. That was one of the toughest negotiations I've had getting artists. He had an opportunity to play a private party, but we got him coming to St. Louis, Michigan.
Good. Excellent. How many phone calls did that take? How many phone calls did it take when you were negotiating?
Oh, it was probably 30 emails and at least a dozen phone calls.
Okay.
So it was a pretty intense negotiation, and I was sitting on edge for 2 weeks before it all went down.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just glad to have him. Very proud. As it turns out, I did a little reading today. His father, of course, is famous Luther Allison, and his birthday is the same day he'll be playing for us, August 17th. So that's kind of coincidental, but very cool.
That's Luther's birthday or Bernard's birthday?
Luther's
birthday. Okay, yep. His dad. All right. You were going to add something, Natalie?
No, I was just going to add, he just mentioned that Bernard is playing Friday, August 17th, and he kicks it off his set at 10:15.
All right. His new CD is on the Roof label, R-U-F. It's from Germany. But available in the States. It's called Let It Go. I've been playing it in recent weeks in advance of the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. And let's turn to a couple of numbers. Let's open up with Blues Party.
Is thawing out that crowd. It's just a blues party. A blues party with all my friends. Now they're hanging at Club Heaven. A blues party that never ends. Robert Johnson picking under that tree. Robert Jr. Lockwood, he's as smooth as he can be. John Lee Hooker, boogin' all night long. Willie Dixon's lyrics make you sing that song. It's just a blues party. A blues party with all my friends. Now they're hanging at Club Heaven. A blues party that never ends. We'll be right back.
Mary Bell blowing harp every day. The angels standing up, they don't know what to say. Albert King's fine beat, shredding with Stevie Ray. Cole Taylor's earth-shaking voice blows everyone away. It's a blues party. A blues party with all my friends. Now they're hanging at Club Headline. A blues party that never ends. Lonnie Brooks voodoo makes your skin crawl. Voice to make you want to climb the wall. Luther Allison solo make the eyes dim. Johnny Winter's slide is the best you ever hear. Johnny Copeland gate mouth laying Texas down. I hear Lucille crying, y'all, sweet and loud. It's just a blues party. A blues party that never ends.
Come on, Mabel.
And that was Bernard Allison from his new CD, Let It Go, on the Roof label. And we just heard a tune titled Look Out Mabel. And we opened up with Blues Party. He is the son of the great and late Luther Allison. And he has developed the chops of his father and as a foundation for his playing. And he also slips in some songs on his CDs and I'm sure during his sets. Songs associated with his father, Luther.
Yes, the agency told me that he does publicize his dad a lot. You know, he's pretty proud of his dad, and rightfully so.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. This is Minard Shattuck. He is here with his daughter, Natalie, and they are part of the Mill Street Blues Band, which will open the festival. When do the gates open on Friday, August 17th?
Gates will be open at 4:30 on Friday. And then we open the gates at 12:30 on Saturday, August 18th. And then the Right Wrong Band kicks it off at 1 p.m.
Okay. Now, you're not supposed to bring in outside food and no coolers, correct? Am I right?
We've got so many local vendors, food vendors and options that mm-hmm. it'd be silly to. Lawn chairs are welcome. No coolers. No pets. That's just cruel.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you can bring in whatever kind of lawn chair you want and set it down right in front of the stage. There's also a bit, you know, people don't want to sit right up against the stage, so there's plenty of room for people who want to get up and dance.
We gotta save room for those dancers,
you know.
So as long as we have room for that, and then we also have tables in the back, in the tent also.
Under the tent, so if you want to get out of the sun, you can be under the tent and enjoy it that way, and you're still pretty close to the stage. This is the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival coming up on Friday, August 17th and Saturday, August 18th. Minard, give us the website address again.
The website again, excuse me, stlouisbluesfestival.com. Spell out Saint, S-A-I-N-T, louisbluesfestival.com, and you'll be there, have all that information right at your fingertips.
All right. What can you tell me about Hector?
Hector Anshondo, he is from the Nebraska area. Back in 2016, he was in the International Blues Challenge. He placed really well up in the top 10. And in 2017, he put out the album Roll the Dice, of which we're going to hear a couple tunes from that. And we're just looking forward to having him come in to St. Louis, Michigan.
Yeah, be great. I'm not familiar with him. Pronounce his last name again.
Anshondo.
Anshondo. And his CD is titled Roll the Dice. Should I give it a spin? All right, let's open up with something called Dig Your Baby. And according to this, it features Amanda Fish as well.
You're my darling baby, we've been hanging for some time. Show me different angles of that gorgeous smile. You took me to places I haven't been in a while. And I admit that I wanted more. I guess I didn't know what I was asking for. You know I dig it, baby, but you gotta see, I can't have no woman mess around on me. Keep your tune. baby.
Well, tell me why not?
'Cause baby, I've got to be your only man.
Honey, I just can't understand.
That's the way it's got to be. Do it my way, you can't have me. You know I dig you, baby, but you gotta see, I can't have no woman messing around on me. I can't have no woman messing around on me. Yeah, I'm a real bad boy, and that's where I draw the line.
I know lots of bad boys, I wanna waste my time.
So baby, let me tell you, I don't like what I see. I can't have no one messing around on me. I can't have no one messing around on me. I can't have no one messing around on me. I can't have no one messing around on me. I said, hey, that's just how it all goes. Thank you.
heart falls too. Yeah, your heart falls down to the ground. That is how it all goes.
And that was Hector Archondo. Did I say that correctly, Minard?
That's correct.
Hector Archondo, the Hector Archondo Band. He was on guitar and vocals, and we just heard something called That's How It All Goes. And we open up with a tune titled Dig You Baby. And Hector will be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival on Saturday night, August.
Saturday night, the 18th at 8 o'clock.
That's right. Two-hour set.
We made some special time for him. I think it'll be well worth it.
Excellent, excellent. I'll bring Minard back on here in just a moment. Well, I'm here at the Juke Joint. Robert Barkley's my name, and I'm here with three significant people that are part of the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. You've already met Minard. You've already met his daughter, Natalie, who is a wonderful, soulful, and bluesy singer. Minard, introduce your next guest.
Well, we had a guy sneak in here, Denny Adams. He's our MC, Papa D. Papa D, MC.
Hi, everybody out there. It's great to be here. It's a little bit late tonight. And, of course, I never run late. But when your youngest kid's fighting in Youngstown, you got to stay around for the match. So
yeah,
I know that doesn't carry over much with the blues and
rowdy. I did a whole feature on blues artists who were at one time boxers.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite a few. Willie Dixon, probably one of the more famous ones. Champion Jack Dupree. Johnny Clyde Copeland.
Yeah. Been a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So
when you're working your way out of the side of town, you take every shot you can get. But the blues is a lot easier.
Does that mean Jesse's going to be a blues player?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping to put the gloves down and pick up the guitar. Absolutely.
Well, you know, Jackie Wilson, the soul singer from Detroit, started out as a teenager working through the Golden Gloves. His record, though, was something like 3-18. And his mother said, "Son, I think your voice is a lot stronger than your left hook. Why don't you focus on singing?" So he did.
And I'm sure my wife will have similar recommendations for our son and hopes that he listens just as well.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Denny, you've been the MC since the beginning, right?
Since we started this, yeah.
Now, this is the 11th annual? 11th yeah. annual. And I've been to virtually all of them, and you've always do such a great job, you know, making the audience feel welcome. You make your sponsors happy. You describe the guitar that gets raffled off during the festival.
Woody's guitar that he always donates, absolutely.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that guitar?
Well, every year, Woody Black, who's Woody's Music in St. Louis, has provided us with a nice Strat-like guitar. It's not an actual Stratocaster, but a very lovely guitar. And we have all the artists sign it, which makes it such a great piece, whether you're a player or not. Now, my wife plays a little guitar, and I think Festival 4, maybe, or
okay.
5, when we first started doing it, her best friend, one of her best friends, won the guitar and then gave it to my wife.
So nice.
It sits in my living room with the signature of all the people that played at that festival. So you can imagine for us what a great thing that is to have in our home and stuff. But we just heard online from the guy who won it last year, wants to win the one this year and stuff. It's really great. You don't have to be a player to appreciate the value of something that reminds you of that great time.
And, oh, yeah.
Boy, we do have a great time in St. Louis.
Definitely. Tell us about Hank Mowry. Who wants to talk about Hank Mowry? I can, or you can.
Well, I'd be happy to talk about Hank's been around for quite a while from West Michigan, great harp player. He played our Winter Blues series this year to a great reception from our crowd. He's been on the road, I think most notably for me, was the stint that he did with Mike Morgan and the Crawl out of Texas, a band that I loved with their now harp player, Lee McBee, who passed away a couple of years ago. And during the time that Lee was going back and forth on whether he was going to be on the road, Mike got a chance to go on the road Hank did, with Mike Morgan. And they've been a good buddies ever since. Matter of fact, he played the Michigan Blues Festival a couple years ago, Hank did, and had Mike Morgan come in and play with him at that show. Great show.
Yeah, excellent. He used to be the manager of a now-defunct restaurant called the Rhythm Kitchen Cafe,
which
was, I think they were open for lunch and dinner and drinks, and they would have blues shows several times a week. But once a week, they would typically have a national touring band. Mm-hmm. And I got to see so many great shows at the Rhythm Kitchen Cafe. And Hank Mowry would be working the room. He was the manager. He'd be working the room, making everyone feel welcome. He's such a warm and friendly guy.
He is. And the band he has with him is excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent band. We were really impressed with the show in the theater this year, and hence offering him a slot at the festival.
Yeah. Well, let's turn to Hank's CD titled Excuses Plenty. And here he is on harp and vocals on a tune titled Anna Lee.
Set me free. How I love my little Anna Lee.
Keeping time, just struggling through now that you're gone. Forget how tough this life can be out on your own. Empty halls and crowded bars just aren't my style. I try to keep life on the rails for just a while. Mother knew just how to keep me home. Just a little bit of rhythm and a whole lot of soul, yeah. lies in the way, so problems loom. The only option seems to be to make some room. The simple things can keep them whole. Just a little bit of rhythm and a whole lot of soul. Yeah.
That was Hank Mowry from his CD titled Excuses Plenty. And we just heard a tune titled A Little Bit of Rhythm and a Whole Lot of Soul. And we opened up with Anna Lee. It is now about 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and we're going to get to some music from Ivy Ford in a minute. But first, let's hear about this young man for whom there are he's so young and he's so new, he doesn't even have a recording out yet, but he will shortly.
We've got to talk about our headliner, Saturday night headliner at 10:30, Christone Kingfish Ingram. He's only 19 years old, from Mississippi. He was at our festival last year and he totally rocked it. He's amazing. Yes, he's got no CD out. Hopefully by the time he's there on August 18th, he will. I've heard rumors he might have one together by then. Everyone needs to check him out because Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks just called him up on stage to perform with him. I saw a video. Dave Grohl was asking, is that Kingfish guitar player in the crowd? And they were looking for him, but he didn't make it up on stage in time. So he's really making his rounds and he's getting up there. He's going to be pretty famous here quickly. So I would check out YouTube videos of him, or I know he shares a lot of his videos on his Facebook pages.
His first name is Christone, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-N-E, Christone. His nickname is Kingfish, and his last name is Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. So if you go to YouTube, that should pop up some performance shots. And I just saw him at the Chicago Blues Fest on one of the daytime stages, and he had a huge crowd, standing room only, around the stage, and they absolutely loved him.
People are just shocked at what he can do at his age, especially.
Right, yeah.
He's incredible.
Right. So, taking us to the top of the hour, we're going to play something from Ivy Ford. Denny, are you the one that's going to tell us a little bit about Ivy?
Ivy's a rising star in the Chicago blues scene. Last couple of years, she's had her band pretty well together and been playing all around the area. She's been mentored by J.B. Ritchie, a Blues Hall of Fame artist, and has really helped her move forward in her career. And the Blues Music Awards every year nominates people in different categories. And they developed a category shortly after the unfortunate death of Sean Costello, who was, in fact, one incredible rising star at the time. And they've developed a Rising Star Award. that they every year nominate people for. And we've had other nominees before for that. Doug Deming, when he played for us, was nominated for that. And this year, Ivy Ford is also nominated with her latest release as the Rising for the Rising Star Award at the Blues Music Awards. So Ivy is, from what I understand, a great performer. She's got a great CD out that you can look up on YouTube. A number of the things are there. Get a good look at her, but I think people are going to find her extremely exciting and entertaining.
Okay, I'm going to play a couple of tunes from Ivy Ford from her Time to Shine CD. She will be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival on Saturday, August 18th at 2:30 in the afternoon. So
come early, get it all in, get your money's worth.
This first tune is titled Girls' Night.
Mama don't want to wait too long, so she gonna leave her daddy home. Mama don't want to wait too long, so she gonna leave her daddy home. Just look at the clock, see those hands tick tock, and when the bells chime, you know that it's time to rock. Don't waste a moment questioning yourself, 'cause if you let that chickadee go on her own, she gonna find someone else. Because mama don't want, so she gonna leave her daddy home. Mama don't want to wait too long, so she gonna leave her daddy home and go, 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 go. You got to move, got to feel that groove.
'cause she rock and roll the night. Because mama don't wait too long, so she gonna leave her daddy home. Mama don't wait too long, so she gonna leave her daddy home and go. Check it out now.
Singer and guitarist Ivy Ford from her CD titled Time to Shine. And we just heard a tune titled Mama Don't. And in front of that, we heard Girls' Night. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I'll bring Minard, Natalie, and Denny back on the air to fill us in on some more about the lineup for the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival. So you be sure to stay near the radio.